The Mel Gedroych Podcast.
Hey, it's Mel G here, and this week on the old podcast, we're going to be talking about padded cycling underwear.
Teresa Caputo, she's a medium, she's from Long Island.
Excuse the quite poor accent. And we're also going to be talking about Duct Tape Day. Yeah, it exists. If you like the sound of that, then do listen to me every Saturday lunchtime from 1 on Magic. There will be more chat. Great songs thrown in for good measure.
Bush, it's the bank holiday.
Yes.
Oh, isn't that just the best feeling? It's when you hit Sunday and you think, I can still party.
Exactly. You get to Sunday night and you have a pit of stomach feeling, think, oh, I better get my stuff ready for work or school or whatever. And you think, don't have to worry about it. Got another day. I can do what I want. It's amazing, isn't it?
I'm so excited.
It really is. It's liberating.
It is totes liberating.
I feel like, you know when you keep a dog in the back of the car and you get to the beach and you open the back door and it just shoots off?
Yes.
That's what I feel like.
Whoosh. With the ears flapping. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Love it.
And the weather's good. Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Fingers crossed. Look, we don't know, but let's assume it's going to be all right.
If you just get a little bit of sunshine over the weekend, you'd be happy. You'd be happy.
Yeah. Now, Bush, I need your advice.
Okay.
It's a bank holiday matter.
Yes.
So after the show, I'm going to go home and I'm going to pack with my youngest daughter. We are going on a journey to Holland.
You're going on a journey to Holland?
Yes. That's not all. We're going on a boat and then we are going on bikes.
Wow. Oh, that sounds amazing.
Now, the slight problem is we're only allowed one bicycle pannier each.
Oh, I love it. Now, a pannier is that, what, that's that bag on the back, is it?
That's more of the Indian cheese curry deliciousness that you get in a takeaway, isn't it? Paneer?
I'm instantly starving when I say the word paneer.
Yes, I've gone a bit salivatory. Ooh. Yeah.
But there's a paneer and a pan. Is it a pannier?
Pannier. So will you have a little thing? We have one pannier each.
Yeah.
And we're going for 4 days.
Wow.
So have a little think about what we need to put in.
You need the essentials in there.
I'm in a quandary. Panniers. Two of them. One per person. What do you put in if you're going away for 4 days?
How many miles do you think you're going to be cycling? Let's just get the measure of the distance.
48. 48 miles over 2 days.
Oh, I love that. Jumpers on shoulders,
you know,
going past windmills.
Yes!
And cornfields.
I've never cycled in Holland before. I'm really excited.
It's going to be amazing. Do they get, what side of the road are they on Holland?
Oh, it's got to be the right, hasn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the right.
Bound to be.
Well, in terms of what things to put in your pannier,
yes.
Am I saying it right?
I think you are.
Things to put in your pannier.
It's not pannier. It definitely isn't pannier.
Definitely not pannier.
I'd go with pannier if you're being a bit pretentious.
Yes.
And I've lost it now. Pannier or pannier?
Pannier.
Pannier. Pannier. Pannier.
Things to put in your panoir. First of all, I love the idea of a hip flask. I know you're going to be cycling around with your daughter, and that's probably not on to be drinking.
No, that's a good idea.
But just stopping somewhere after a bit of a cycle and screwing the top of a metallic hip flask and having a little dram.
Underneath a windmill.
Underneath the windmill.
That's a very, very strong idea.
Leaving a tiny note under a rock for another passing cyclist to read.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Now, do I wear Crocs on my feet or do I wear normal shoes?
Ooh.
I feel in Holland they might like the Croc because they're quite cloggy, aren't they?
Yeah, they're quite cloggy. You might be a bit of an icebreaker if you're trying to, you know, have small talk with the locals.
These are a good pair of Crocs.
Loving what the Crocs you got on your feet over there.
What do you... Mm.
What about... Is there a balm? Now, because it's going to be quite...
Sorry?
A balm.
A balm.
A balm.
A balm.
You know...
you mean for chafing?
Well, yeah. There's going to be a bit of chafing on a 48-mile cycle. What do you use for that kind of stuff? Is it what's that tiger paste stuff?
Tiger balm.
Tiger balm.
Yeah.
My dad rubs that on his head when he's got a headache.
Yes, it's good for the temples. My sister, who's also coming on the trip, there are 12 of us.
Whoa.
My sis is making herself, as we speak, on this beautiful Saturday, a bank holiday Saturday, she's making a padded pair of pants. She's got a big pair of pants and she's putting foam in.
Oh, my
word. Should I be... Listen, there's too much to discuss.
Can I put an order in?
Yes.
If you want an order of Mel's sister's special padded pants, get in touch now. That'd be great. She can do a job lot.
I'm going in, Bush.
Come on, then.
Oh, look at you with your smart, trendy broadcaster's... what is it? It's an icy, caffeinated beverage.
Yeah, it looks like a massive Tia Maria. But it's an iced latte. It's so good, I feel alive and an ice cream headache at the same time.
That's the sound of summer. That's the sound of summer right there. And clinkle the ice again, that was really nice.
Oh.
Do I fancy drinking this? Do you ever used to have slush puppies when you were a kid?
Love a slush puppy, mate.
They've been around for years, haven't
they? They're still going.
They're still going strong.
Yeah, the blue ones.
You go for blue? Yeah, I always go for blue.
Strangely, the flavour is raspberry when you go for a blue one.
Is it?
Which always slightly wrong-foots me, because I think if it's blue, it's got to be spearmint.
Yeah.
Or maybe blueberry.
Blueberry would be good as well,
raspberry. It's raspberry.
They need to update their flavours. We'll have a word with them.
Yeah. You talk to Slush Puppy HQ.
Slushpuppy at blueyonder.co.uk.
Ah, this is a nice one. So, this comes from the office. Bush, have you ever used a suggestions box?
A suggestions box? What is a suggestions box?
Well, it's those things you get in, you might get one in a hotel. A sort of place of communal use. Whereby, as a member of the public or as a user of the aforementioned place of use, I'm not really making much sense, am I?
No, I think you're hitting the nail on the head.
But, the management can sort of, in a sort of show of, you know, come on, we're all in this together, kids, gang, tell us what you think. That's a very, very long-winded way of saying it's a suggestions box, mate. You write down a ruddy suggestion and put it in the box.
Oh, like a feedback thing.
It's a feedback box.
Feedback box. Well, do you know what, right? I have not done that for years because, and I remember this vividly like it was yesterday.
Oh, dear.
When I was about 10 years old, my mum and dad took me to the Albert Docks in Liverpool.
Yeah.
To the slavery exhibition.
Okay.
Now, if I went to that, I think that's amazing. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
But at the time as a 10-year-old...
Hot.
I wrote in boring. The... Hot and boring. I wrote in the feedback form on the book, the visitor's book, that it was boring. And my mum absolutely went crazy.
Of course she did.
I think she gave me, you know, the slap that you get to the back of the calves?
Yes.
I think I had one of
the
those.
The supermarket slap.
Supermarket slap, like a swing ball, holding the top of my hand, slapping me like that. And she absolutely went crazy and said I was a disgrace. Oh. And I've not filled in a form like that since.
Bush.
In case I get like Albert Docks Tourette's and say it's boring again.
Oh.
Like at the travel lodge, boring, hot and boring, legs ache.
I really sympathise with her, Bush. I'm sorry.
I would
do the same. I probably would do the same. Although, because it's 2017, it would just be a little tap on the calf. It wouldn't be a full 70s slap. 80s slap.
80s slap. Can't do that anymore.
Can't do that anymore. Absolutely not.
Do you do feedback forms? Do you ever do that kind of stuff?
I'm always way too positive and polite.
Are you? Even if you've had a bad time. Really?
I gush. If I get anything like that, it's like, you know, on a scale of 1 to 5. 5! Scale of 1 to 10. 10, brilliant. It's just actually nonsensical.
And when you go on holiday, do you ever do TripAdvisor ratings? Do you review stuff?
Matey, I don't know how to do that.
Don't you?
It involves technology. You know what I'm like with technology.
Very, very good
I wouldn't
point.
Know how to do a TripAdvisor review. Do you phone up? Do you fax? Do you Xerox? You know, come on. Come on, Bush.
I love the idea of phoning in your review. Someone at the end... with an old-fashioned typewriter doing it verbatim
Hello.
For you.
Hello, Macaulay 154. Can I take your review, please?
Klondike 252.
I love that in films when journalists file their copy on the phone.
I love that.
It's brilliant.
Yes.
Bring back a bit of that, Bush. Now, I'm very excited, Bush.
Me too.
Because I know what's about to occur. Oh yeah. It is Bush's Red Letter Day. It's all day. All of the day. It's Bush's Red Letter Day. It's all day. It's the 27th of May. Bush, what day is it, apart from just being the 27th of May?
Mel, you're not going to believe this. Today is World Sticky Tape Day. I love sticky tape.
I'm slightly disappointed because I thought you were going to say... Sticky Toffee Day.
Which would be even better. The only day that could be better than Sticky Tape Day is Sticky Toffee Day.
But sticky tape will do. Why do you love sticky tape?
I just love all different types of sticky tape.
Do you have different sizes at home?
Got tons of different sizes. Little tiny rolls of it. I like duct tape.
Yes.
Duct tape's really good, isn't
it? What is duct tape?
I don't really know.
That's for electricians, isn't it? That's the plastic stuff.
But I still think it's got a place in the home.
In the home.
It really does have a place.
Is it duct tape or duct tape? Tape.
Can you be honest with me? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm not too sure.
We all just say duct tape.
Well, let me give you three amazing facts about sticky tape. Originally used to keep dampness out of ammunition cases, the waterproof tape also earned the name duct tape. Soldiers quickly began using the army green coloured tape to fix their guns, jeeps, aircraft and other items. Isn't that amazing?
But is it duct tape or duct tape?
Well, according to this next bit, it's duct tape. It was most famously used by NASA during the Apollo 13 flight.
Stop it.
When the tape helped seal the makeshift device to remove CO2 from the crippled ship.
And it kept Tom Hanks?
It kept him alive. It kept him alive.
Are you serious?
Duct tape.
Duct. So it's duct, is it? D-U-C-T. I'm just writing that down.
Well, here, this is the most amazing one of the three. There's an annual duct tape festival.
Lovely.
Since 2005 in Ohio, Avon has hosted an annual duct tape festival dedicated to celebrating duct tape and its enthusiasts.
Now, is Avon a man slash lady or is Avon a place?
Avon is a place.
Avon.
And apparently the event features duct tape sculptures, a duct tape fashion show, and a parade of giant floats constructed entirely from duct tape. Isn't that unbelievable?
I'm seeing in your eyes a plan formulating to go there next 27th of May
yes.
to be at that festival, Woosh.
With my own duct tape sculpture
yeah.
under my arm.
Yeah.
How good would that be?
Forget Best of All and Glastonbury and Reading.
That's so last year.
The Avon, Ohio Duct Tape Festival.
I'm going to open the Avon, Ohio Duct Tape Festival 2018.
You have inspired me. Bush with all things duct tape, and for that, I thank you.
Thank you very much.
And good to know that it's duct and not duck.
We've got an answer on it.
I've just popped a lozenge in. Sorry, Bush.
I love how you've done that.
A little bit of hay fever on the go. I'm not going to lie to you.
Have you got hay fever?
A little bit.
I've been waiting for mine to start, but it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
What's your cure? What do you do to stop yourself from getting it?
Well, I like a nice little lozenge. Or, apparently, you've got to sort of... Haven't you got to coat your nose with something, or...
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll do a bit of that later.
Vaseline your nose up.
Vaseline the nose up.
I don't like the idea of Vaseline your nose up.
It's good for wrinkles.
Is it?
Yeah. Marilyn Monroe used to coat her face in Vaseline.
Well, I had a look at myself in the very unflattering, brightly lit work lift mirror.
The magic mirror.
Yeah, I might just Vaseline my entire face then in that case. Everyone's got a mirror at work, haven't they, that makes them look like a ghost.
Lift mirrors.
Lift mirrors are awful.
Lift mirrors are the worst.
I look like Beetlejuice. In there. It's awful. It really is.
I look about 75 in a lift mirror. And the jowls are just... Oh. And it makes you look sort of green.
Yeah, it's terrible. The colour, the hue of my face was an awful thing. In that
good.
Mirror.
You need a good mirror. No, I had a cracking mirror the other day. I can't remember where it was. Oh, it was amazing. I looked amazing.
I like some shops do a thing now where you can change your backlighting... With the mirror when you're in the changing room?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, well, the thing is, that's all well and good, but you can't have a lighting rig follow you around at work. Do you know what I mean? It can make so much difference to have a good mirror.
It's awful when you catch your back view, though, isn't it?
Back view's awful,
because
isn't it?
That's normally something you don't see.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of a changing room in a brightly lit shop, and suddenly you get your back view. Oh.
It's nothing worse, is there?
Because you have an idea of your back view, don't you?
Well, if everyone listening now, think about what your back looks like. I guarantee it doesn't look much like that. And that's not a good thing. We need to be more au fait with our backs. Each morning, I just have a check of your back. Check your six, as they call it in the military.
Is that what it is?
I think so, yeah.
Check your six.
Check your six.
So you give yourself a 360.
Give yourself a 360 and check your six.
Oh, dear. There anyway, listen, come on. We're all good. We're all good.
All good.
Secret of staying young? Paul Young. Oh, I'm all about the links today. So sorry. I love Paul Young.
Is he? I've never met him. Is he a nice fella?
Met him long, long, long time ago. But he hasn't aged at all. He still looks young.
I think there's a cult with 80s pop stars.
We've said it before about you know who.
Yeah, Astley.
Astley is, I mean, he is drinking some sort of blood.
He must do.
Isn't he? From somewhere.
I think it's something to do with Stonehenge.
I think yes.
Summer solstice.
It's to do with a solstice and a goat.
A goat, and then you've got Astley there, and you've got Paul Young's there as well.
Hawks looks amazing. Chesney's
there.
Amazing.
He's there in his cassock. There's some kind of ritual going on. And I tell you what, talking about mirrors earlier on and how bad I look, I want in.
Let's try and break in.
Let's try and get into the cult.
June the 21st is our next solstice.
Okay.
Let us try. Look, Astley's our main point of entry because he's in the ruddy building, isn't he, sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. As I said before, get Astley and the gents.
Yep.
And get into a conversation about summer solstice. What are your plans?
What are you up to?
Are you going to the West Country, perchance?
Nice, like that.
Get the deets, and then we, in cassocks, follow them.
Yes.
And find the secret of eternal youth.
That'd be so good. What a brilliant
That's a great plan for solstice.
Or we can just sit in the car up on up in Glastonbury Tour. Is it a tour?
Yeah, up on the tour. Lovely.
That'd be good. Actually, if we get please find us up in the car at Glastonbury Tour at midnight, get moved on.
Or we'll just sit in the traffic on the A303.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Love that road.
Sue Ruddy Purb. Come on.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Yeah. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by... Should we have the name of the American medium woman that we were searching for in the show?
Teresa Caputo.
Teresa Caputo.
What are you doing already?
Why are you busting my chops here?
I'm channeling a lot of spirits.
Why are you order? this pot contains questions written by people in our office. You know the score,
like that. Yeah, they're very good.
If you listen to this podcast, we both thank you. Please leave a little comment underneath as well.
If you're Teresa Caputo, I really admire you. I love you, Teresa.
Right, so here we go. Mel.
Yes.
Is it acceptable to take toiletries from hotel rooms?
Yeah.
You're all right with that?
Absolutely unequivocally. Unequivocally, whatever that word is. Unequivocally.
Oh, I can't say it.
Oh, no, it's another froth.
It's another froth. Unequivocably. Ooh. I don't think I've ever tried to say it before.
Unequivocably. But is it unequivocally or unequivocably? I think it's unequivocally.
Is it?
Let's go with that one because it's easier than the B one. Unequivocally.
Unequivocably. I think I've got three or four more syllables than there should be in that word.
Teresa would say unequivocally.
She'd say, what the hell?
I'm channeling. Cut it out already. I'm channeling. Now, listen up. Of course it is. I would say I would not go so far as the slippers.
Okay.
Never a towel, never a flannel, never a dressing gown.
Oh, so I'd like the idea of getting a dressing gown, but they've got your card details these days. They're going to charge you afterwards, aren't they?
And imagine a hotel-priced dressing gown. That's going to be 50 quid at least, isn't it?
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
You can get it down the shops for 20.
Yes.
So I would say no to the kind of the soft, fabric-y stuff, but a shower cap here and there.
Nothing wrong with that.
A nail file, a mini shampoo. I actually use those mini shampoos at home all the time. I'm halfway through one at the moment. I'm very tight. Would you take them, Bush?
I love the mini toothpaste. I love the mini toothpaste because you can put it in your bag, take it to work and stuff like that. If you end up staying out somewhere, you can clean your teeth the next morning.
Get you dirty stop outs.
End up going to a gig all night and just rolling back in.
What?
You know.
I tell you what, though, I don't like the toothbrushes. You know, ones that go into half and then they go into that little box.
You have to assemble them like someone might assemble a sniper's rifle. I don't like that. I don't like them either. You're right.
But you never get a proper purchase with those.
No.
The things, the prongs. What are they called? The spokes.
The spokes. No. The bristles.
The bristles.
Bristles.
What is wrong with us today?
Can't think of any words. The spokes. You've got biking on the mind with your trip to Holland. That's what it is.
That's the thing.
That's what it is.
The bristles are never hard enough.
Yeah.
So you brush, and they're sort of flopping over your teeth.
But just on the point of toothbrushes, my girlfriend Katie, my fiancée Katie,
nearly
retched the other night because she accidentally put my toothbrush in her mouth. All right? Now, I can see you're being revolted by this as well.
I know.
We're going to get married. Surely the use of someone else's toothbrush doesn't mean the end of the world, does it?
There's something about it, Bush. I don't know.
What's wrong?
Oh, I don't know.
Really? I don't want to use my mum's phrase, but I've not got foot and mouth. You know? Come on now.
My mum says germs don't wear labels.
Exactly.
Love the mum's phrases.
Mum phrases are great.
I'm gonna go with your fiancé Katie, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry, Bush. I hate to disagree with you on anything, but on that, I say keep to your own ruddy brush, and that's the end of it. It's Mel G on Magic. Now listen right up. Time for Tell Mel. You can ask me anything, but don't expect a soft, soapy response.
Hey Mel, it's Darren. I'm trying to think of a good place to hide our family biscuit tin for my two teenage sons. Any ideas?
I would always hide the biscuit tin somewhere where I can reach it and nobody else can. Under my desk. Maybe down my cycling shorts on my way to Amsterdam. Somewhere personal to you, Darren. Don't know where that is, but find it.
Hi Mel, it's Lauren. I want to make the most of the nice weather this weekend, so I'm going to have a picnic with my friends. Can you give me three perfect picnic dishes, please?
Three perfect picnic dishes, my friend. One, the hamper. Two, the tablecloth. Three, the spread. The mighty spread that you go and buy and put into it. Carry on.
Hey, Mel, it's Rosalise. House rabbit. Good idea or bad idea?
When you say house rabbit, Rosalise, what do you mean? Do you mean something along the lines of a house bunny, which I believe is something rude from America? Don't have one of those in your house, please. Or are you referring to a real rabbit, a lapis, or whatever they're called in Latin, a lapunculus, with big furry ears, wandering around doing droppings? Rabbits do droppings all the time, Rosalie's. Can you cope with those? Nice for compost, but on your carpet? I'd have a serious think, my dear. Oh, thank you so much for lending your ears to our little podcast. Hear more larks like that every Saturday lunchtime from 1 on Magic.
The Mel Gedroyd Podcast.